Hear me?
Well, speaking in favor of the proposed ordinance, and it's not just an issue if they decline, it may not be available. The test is expensive. It doesn't seem to be very easy to get in Washington State right now. The results are going to take up to a week to come back. And back to the expensive, maybe as high as $600 here, they're charging $400 in Hawaii. And just as a side, my son in Austria, everybody that comes into the airport there has both the antibody and the RNA test. It costs $200. It's a very accurate test, I read. And the point of that is a lot of people may need to quarantine for at least a week, a few days anyway, for the test result to come back. I read today that the planes are becoming more crowded and they're not enforcing the mask guidelines. So there'd be an early exposure, a new exposure, and that gets to the topic of false negatives. In the journal articles, looks like the RNA test that we have here at Wrangell has about a 40% false negative rate. So hoping this does pass, but also encouraging you guys when information is disseminated to the community that you encourage quarantining for a little while once they get back, encourage masks, continue to, that is, and social distancing. And it's mentioned again, I guess, folks, I would hope, start using a tracking app. We get more visitors here in town. That would make the tracing of contacts much more easy. That's it.
Thanks
for your work, you guys.
Thank you very much, Mr. Jessup. Appreciate you coming online tonight to share your thoughts with us. Kim, next on the list, please.
Yes, please. I'm Brandon Eagle.
Mr. Eagle, thank you for coming out. We have 3 minutes for you, sir.
This is Brennan Eagle at 515 Edlin. Can you hear me okay?
We got you great, Brennan. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. I'd like to speak against this proposed ordinance. What I was hearing on Tuesday, what the state was going to do and what the state has come out now with ordinance 10.1, the city adopting this would be redundant and the city would need to at some point in time rescind this or change it as the state was doing it. I listened to the meeting on Tuesday. I know one of the concerns was enforceability of this, and certainly a concern with the state is enforceability. But I don't think that that you want to be putting teeth, certainly at this point in time, I don't think you want to be putting teeth, tracking people, confronting people. I think there's very much a difference between what people should be doing and what we should be putting in ordinance. I agree that we should be doing most of these things, but I don't think we should be making criminals out of people. If they're not living up to this stuff. I think what I heard on the meeting on Tuesday was also that we were looking at adopting this ordinance, trying to force a response from the state. I think that's a very poor reason to adopt an ordinance. I think we should adopt an ordinance based on its own merits, as opposed to trying to force somebody's hands with things. I think the other thing that I'm seeing is as things are moving so quickly here, as the councils or assemblies working under emergency powers, it's not providing for good ordinance language coming out. This is at least the second time I know of that there's been ordinances that have come out and then shortly there after they've first been published, they've had to be corrected because there's mistakes in them or something like that. And that doesn't lead to good process. There's not time for public comment on these things. And I think it's time for the assembly to seriously consider going back to a normal way of doing business where we actually have notice on things and then the public has time to comment on them. The third thing was it seemed like that I heard in the meeting on Tuesday was that the essential services plans were going to need to be submitted to the city, but that wasn't even something that the city was necessarily interested in. It sounded like that was something that was inserted there at the last minute. And I think that just goes to show how review is necessary for these things. And then finally, like I said, I've touched on this once, but I feel strongly that the city needs to get out of working under these emergency powers and get back to conducting business in a normal course. I'm not certainly, I don't feel that the pandemic is over or any of the danger is over from this, but I think that it's become more manageable and we've got a lot more knowledge about it. And it's time to move back to making good ordinance and with good decisions. Time is what will lead you to those sorts of things. So that's all I had to say on this. So thank you.
Thank you very much, Mr. Eagle. I just received a message from the clerk and I'm going to need to require to call a 5-minute recess. So we're going to take a 5-minute recess. I'm going to recess at 5:37 and we will come back in at, let's say 5:45. Thank you. Kim, could you please read into the record all letters received?
Yes, I have 14 of them, so please bear with me.
Thanks, Kim.
The first letter, thank you. The first letter is from Mike Lockaby, and his statement reads, this email is for comment to the assembly at the meeting on Thursday, June 4th. I am opposed to the city of Wrangell imposing or creating restrictions on travel or business that would exceed the state of Alaska's health mandates or travel restrictions. I'm opposed to the city of Wrangell passing or adopting any ordinance that would exceed its authority under state law. I do not want the city to act in excess of state restrictions in any way. No additional time to closure date or sunset date as later time or date would exceed state mandated and consequently violate state law. I am writing this to you to encourage that you follow the state's mandates and no more extra restrictions. Many of us are already in financial trouble during this difficult time. Please keep in mind that not all Wrangell residents get paid not to work. The next statement is from Mike and Lydia Matney. With extended stay trading post. Please do not continue hurting citizens and businesses of Wrangell by exceeding Alaska's state restrictions on travel. Also, please do not impose or implement regulations to delay the recovery to people and businesses of Wrangell. Please read this into the record, which I have done. Thank you, Mike and Lydia Matney, Wrangell Extended Stay Trading Post. The next letter is from Penny Allen. I am writing once again to express my feelings on any restriction that supersedes state mandates, including extended travel restrictions. I would first like to thank you for serving as an elected official on the assembly and representing the interests of the community as a whole. I, along with many others, believe putting a more strict travel policy in effect would not change the fact that COVID will affect this island at some time in the near future, and that doing so will only damage our economy further. With millions of cases, worldwide is here to stay. Restricting the town further than the state mandates will only prolong the time Wrangell is losing out on revenue from business, including in city sales tax. The biggest effect we will see from more restrictive measures on this island is in further depression of our economy. And there is always a domino effect. We have already seen it in grocery store prices and could see it later in city sales and property tax increases. Our hospital is as prepared as it is going to be. Whether we get our first case now or in October, we will not make a difference in patient treatment or in our reaction to it. As I was told by hospital staff on June 2nd, the hospital is not waiting on any supplies and they have plans in order for positive cases, which includes sending ill patients out to the larger hospital in Sitka. There is a certain amount of responsibility government has to protect its citizens, which the state is already doing. At a point, government needs to back out and let us be personally responsible for ourselves. There is a line that cannot be crossed where you unnecessarily restrict our freedoms, and I feel like you're reaching for that line by proposing measures beyond restrictions already in place. I'll say again, more restrictions will not change the fact that COVID will affect us. We have done what we can to prepare for it. We are prepared now. So what is the purpose of this ordinance? more extreme measures are not going to keep COVID out and will only financially hurt our families further, who I believe have suffered enough. Thank you for your time and serving and for serving to represent us, Kenny. The next letter is from Dory and Rick Matney. Dear Borough Assembly and Mayor, as a homeowner and business operator in Wrangell, I am opposed to the City of Wrangell creating restrictions on travel and business that exceeds Alaska State's health mandate and travel restrictions. American citizens should be free to work to support their families. If travelers cannot come to Wrangell, many businesses cannot operate, and the people and economy of Wrangell will suffer more. Help the businesses of Wrangell from closing permanently. Wrangell residents and businesses need the freedom to live and operate. Rick and Dory Matney. The next statement is from Leslie Cummings from Grandview Bed and Breakfast. I am writing this letter to have my comments read and on the record. I want to thank the City Council for all their efforts for our community. I personally appreciate their time and willingness to lead. It is an unprecedented time in our world. I value the time consuming hard work in which they have displayed. It cannot be easy, and there is no way to make everyone happy. Thank you very much. I realize that this pandemic has been devastating for many businesses, not just mine. This is the first time in 10 years of business that I have had an entire month of vacancy. Not 1 month, but nearly three. I had two rooms rented for one night in March. April and May were dreadful. While Grandview was never officially shut down, I lost regular traveling workers with many cancellations for summer and few new reservations. We listened on KSDK to the emergency meeting last night, Tuesday, June 2nd. While I understand the mayor is concerned, rightly so, I believe that we can take this too far and make Wrangell an undesirable destination for prospective tourists. My position is I am opposed to the mandatory 14-day quarantine for out-of-state guests, with or without a test. I think the City and Borough of Wrangell should follow the example of the rest of the state and stick to the governor's guidelines. We as a community can be mindful and responsible. However, protecting people from themselves is not our business. We are a free country and people have the right to choose. My opinion is that we move forward with our notably good community assets of being friendly, inviting, and accommodating. Wrangell is referred to as a hidden jewel, the real Alaska and safe. There are comments I have heard from many people visiting us. I tend to agree. I hope we can refocus on those good qualities. Respectfully and courteously, I ask travelers from out of state to first take a test, and that is fine. It is a request. I even think frequent temperature readings before arrival would be adequate. Requiring, demanding, and threatening them is not conducive to welcoming. Saying if you do not take the test with penalty or a fine and or a 14-day quarantine is obsessive in my opinion. It sounds too controlling. Most people are conscientious and proactive. The few who choose not to comply take that risk. We are not at risk if we act accordingly. One of the beautiful things about Wrangell and its smallness is that we all know each other and we recognize newcomers. And if you are worried about it, take measures. I do not want to become a militant state. Let's give people the choice, be reverent, and allow others the right to decide. Practicing kindness without paranoia goes a long way. Please hear me when I say, I know this virus is real. I know that it spreads like wildfire. I do know that there are dangers. I do not want to be full-heartedly or risky. Moderation and sensibility should lead the way. Heaven forbid we get the virus. If it does hit Wrangell, it will be horrible, duly noted. I understand the need to defer the hazard. We have come together, we have followed the guidelines and keep the pandemic at bay. Now let us reward our good behavior with reasonable limitations. I trust Search and the medical professionals. I feel we will be able to deal with it accordingly. I love the idea of a place where we can isolate a person in such a case. We have a COVID-19 plan in place, just in case. I also trust my guests, and I know that they will not come if they are sick. Many have canceled out of consideration and thoughtfulness for us. Please allow travelers to wrangle without threatening mandates. Without some sort of season in 2020, we are doomed. It will have a ripple effect. We already have enormous taxes, and I would hate to see what happens without any transient revenue. Respectfully, Leslie Cummings. I just need to take a quick drink of water. Okay. This one is from Chris Guggenbickler. Assembly, for the record, I would like to voice my opposition to a mandatory city mandate of 14-day quarantine for interstate travelers. I fail to see the emergency for this emergency mandate. Furthermore, I fail to see at all where the state mandates have failed to protect the community of Wrangell. The new state mandate 10 allows for modified 14-day quarantine only with testing. Something individuals have been asking for, at least the ones that would respect the quarantine measures at all. From the outside, it appears there has been way too much time spent hyped up in Zoom meetings on COVID. Might be time to get back to work figuring out how this borough is going to live within its means without further burdening the taxpayers who have had their incomes compromised while government employees have not. Thanks, Chris Guggenbickler. And this statement is from Tania and Lindsay Morelli with Nightingale Charters, More Powers Construction. We as owners of two businesses here in Wrangell are strongly opposed to any further actions by Wrangell's mayor or borough assembly members that exceed state of Alaska health and travel mandates. Our fishing charter business is already experiencing cancellations for 2020 season due to COVID-19. As state restrictions lift, we are hopeful that we may salvage what's left of our season and generate enough capital to pull through the 2021 season. Restriction imposed above and beyond state measures would mean a complete loss for 2020 and have countless effects on future business. This statement is from John and Brenda Yeager with Alaska Charters and Adventures. Mayor and Borough Assembly, we would like to take this opportunity to have our voices heard as you have deliberate the complex challenges regarding reopening Wrangell to incoming travelers from out of state. We participated in your Tuesday evening special emergency meeting and are hopefully informed as to the difficult decisions and tremendous challenges that city leaders face trying to navigate a path to the safe opening of Wrangell to outside visitors. Currently, we have numerous independent travelers with reservations, still hoping to participate in tours and fishing charters throughout the 2020 season. While most of our bookings have canceled, we are hopeful that we can salvage a bit of business from these small groups of independent travelers. We share your goals for a safe approach to allow travelers to enter our community and sympathize with difficult logistics that new state protocols might burden us with. However, it is our distinct desire to be able to provide tours as soon as possible and salvage some of this season's income opportunity. We have a very short window to possibly retain any residual bookings. Our livelihood and that of our employees is dependent on what happens in the next 2 months. We encourage you to craft city mandates that follow as close as safely possible to state mandates. We feel that disparities between communities will be problematic for incoming travelers. We encourage you to take action as swiftly as possible, as our phones are ringing most of the day with clients requesting updates as to whether they will be able to come to Wrangell. So far, we have not had any resistance from our clients regarding getting tested before they arrive, although some don't know where or if they can get testing for someone without symptoms. If we are to use pre-testing for our inbound travelers, we need very specific instructions and guidance as to what kind of test is acceptable, correct time frame from testing to travel, who they report to at the Wrangell Airport, and any other requirements that are put forth. If Wrangell has any hope of safely salvaging any of its visitor industry for the season, we need a swift, clear, and decisive roadmap that we can present to our hopeful visitors. Our goal is to keep our community, employees, and clients safe. We are ready and willing to go to work, and we have multiple guests that are willing to do what it takes to meet the requirement in order to travel to Wrangell and not endanger our community in the process. Thank you for your dedicated work to our community. Respectfully, John and Brenda Yeager. This statement is from Dale Parkinson. Dear Mayor, Mayor Prasanka, Wrangell Assembly, I dialed into the emergency assembly meeting of June 2nd, 2020. The mayor's speech at the beginning of the meeting was quite upsetting. It seems that yet again, government has raised legislation to vote to a vote that was poorly written and possibly unread by the very legislators that were required to vote it into law. The mayor's recitation of grievances against the state government was both numerous and emotion filled. I was swayed to his position until reading the decision of emergency ordinance 978. It became apparent that this ordinance was also not provided to the assembly in a timely manner to be read and digested. I applaud the assembly for amending the motion to approve emergency ordinance 978 to allow time for public comment. Sections 3 and 4 need to be rewritten or stricken completely. Pressure needs to be applied by the assembly to search to develop a community testing process and obtain sufficient testing materials. I am uncertain why at this late date pressure has not already been applied to search and those processes and supplies are not in place. No legislation should be rushed to approval either from the state of Alaska or the city and borough of Wrangell. Good catch, assembly, good catch. Nothing should be done out of fear or anger or in haste. Facts and data need to guide the decisions of the assembly. Thank you, Dale Parkinson. This statement is from Maria Byford. To Mayor Prasanka and members of the Borough Assembly. First of all, I appreciate the many hours of work that you all and our city manager have dedicated to providing a proactive and best practices approach to the pandemic facing us. You all have done an exemplary job. We are all fortunate beneficiaries of your work. I support emergency ordinance number 978 because it aligns with the purpose of protecting all members of our community, no matter what their age or health, with the best practices possible. It is an attempt to cover every angle for the best result. Then it is our job to do our part with guidelines set out to protect our community members, which we all care deeply about. It is not about forcing mandates on those who don't like to be told what to do. It is about working together to do our part to protect one another. Thank you, Maria Byford. This statement is from William, and I apologize if I mess up your last name, Beppu. Mr. Mayor and City Council members, please, I am begging you to follow the state's mandates on reopening. The economic consequences of flattening the curve are already dire for many of us. At this point, the curve has been flattened and we cannot be expected to sacrifice our livelihoods in the name of not having a single case of coronavirus appear in Wrangell. We have done the best we can to slow this virus, and now it is time to take the economy of life support and live our lives. Thanks, William Beppu, Wrangell resident. And this one is from Patrick Freeman. As a citizen of Wrangell, I implore you to follow the state mandates and do not close down. We have had enough. Wrangell is not an exception to the rules. There are already enough consequences to what has happened. It's time to move forward. Some of us have to work and get paid. If this goes through, there will be serious talk about having the mayor recalled. Please take this all into consideration, Patrick Freeman. This next one is Dora Bolt. To the city council members and Mayor Steve Prasanka, I believe that holding the city on lockdown and continuing to restrict many things will not help us in the long run. You shouldn't be distilling unnecessary fear into people's lives. You should want our town to open up and people to be free. It's our right, and you shouldn't restrict it. There is absolutely no reason why you should go against the state's decision on opening up. I look forward to the town opening up and having zero restrictions. Dora. And the last statement is from Ron Johnson. Dear Mayor, Mr. Mayor and City Council members, as a longtime Wrangell resident, I want to go on the record as saying that I want the city to follow state mandates and reopen. People gotta work, people gotta eat. We have all suffered enough, and I, for one, am willing to take my chances with the virus. Thanks, Ron Johnson. And that is the end of the statement.
Yeah, that was a pile. I appreciate everybody taking the time to write in tonight. And I appreciate our clerk for working through every one of those statements. Thank you so much. Any conflicts of interest? Seeing none. Unfinished business 5A, emergency ordinance number 978, the city and borough of Wrangell, Alaska, ordering people to quarantine for 14 days when traveling into the city and borough of Wrangell from another state or country, unless proof of negative COVID-19 test within 72 hours is provided to the city and borough of Wrangell. And this has been postponed. So the motion was, Kim, can you please remind us who made it and who seconded it, please?
Yes, I can. The motion, was made by Assemblymember Gilbert and seconded by Assemblymember Horson.
And the motion was to approve emergency ordinance number 978. And at this point, Lisa, I'd like to turn it over to you. And if you want to address anything that you heard tonight, or not, that's fine in terms of feedback from the public. And secondly, to address the new information that's come down from the state regarding the quarantining, if you are not willing to take the test, would you give us an update on both?
Sure, Mr. Mayor. I would like to clarify for the public that the state mandate that was issued yesterday, which is a revision to Mandate 10, Mandate now 10, requires a 14-day quarantine if persons coming into the state do not test ahead of time or are unwilling to test once they arrive at their destination in Alaska. So this ordinance that we have is not requesting anything more than what the new state mandate has required. So it essentially, what the new mandate does is it provides an alternative to the 14-day quarantine by allowing people to test prior to coming or test when they arrive and to isolate until their results are received.
Thanks, Lisa. I think I'll take the opportunity to address a few things. One is timing. That was a reoccurring theme with some folks and why this was put forward as an emergency ordinance. We received notice of this information of the new opening on Friday. And at that time, we had absolutely no idea how this was going to be implemented. We sent an emergency email to state on Monday and we received nothing back from the state. We needed to know how the testing was to be done, who was going to pay for the testing, was there contractors coming to town to do the testing, and we got no reply at that time. And someone mentioned that I appear frustrated. I am. I'm not going to lie. We've had, we have been told by the state repeatedly that just reach out and they'll get back to us. And every time we've reached out, including asking for plans for seafood processors, we've received nothing. And so, yeah, I'm frustrated. At that time, we spoke about the concerns that we weren't even sure exactly how this was going to open up, if it was going to happen Friday morning or exactly when it was going to take place. And so we made the decision to do an emergency ordinance to, at the very least, if you were unwilling to get a test or have a test done in Wrangell, because we weren't even sure if we would have the testing capacity at that point, that we wanted people to go into a 14-day quarantine, which is already there. That's something that's already there right now. It's in place. And at the very least, buy ourselves a bit more time, at the very least. And when we initially reached out to Search, they told us, yeah, we're not even sure how many tests we have. We're not even sure if we can meet the needs of that test. Oh, and we don't have our new machine up and running yet. We just got it, but we got no tests for it. Oh, and the Abbott rapid test, it's not really great for doing asymptomatic people at the airport. And we can only process so many an hour, and. And so if it seems like it was hasty, yeah, it was hasty because it was dumped on us on Friday evening. The end result was on Monday evening, Juno brought the same thing forward in an emergency ordinance because they felt exactly the same way that we did. They said, we don't know how we're going to do any of this. We don't know how we're going to process 50 to 100 people coming from out of state with our limited test supplies and our limited testing capacity. We don't have any of the forms. We don't know how any of this is going to work. And the reason why is the state rolled it out hastily and threw it in as an afterthought after we spiked in cases on Thursday. They hadn't spoken to the airlines. They had no idea about Gus Davis. They didn't even know at the time that the airline meeting took place at 10 o'clock on Thursday. They had missed 64 and 65. Petersburg and Wrangell weren't even in the discussions at that point. So we made a decision, administration and myself, to try to get something in front of the assembly to, at the very least, put one thing in place that if we don't have testing capacity here, and we had already heard from people that I can't get this test in Washington State, not available. I can't buy it. I can't buy it in Colorado. I can't get it. So we wanted to at least be able to say, okay, then do a 14-day quarantine until we can test you. The second thing is somebody could walk in and say, I'm not getting tested. And the governor clearly said, well, that's their right. They don't have to get tested. Well, that seems wrong to me. That seems wrong that if they put in something, but it's not a mandatory thing, and then there's no quarantine, that you're just wandering around our streets. We don't know. So, yeah, we brought it in. I will absolutely concede that there was parts of that ordinance that should not have been in there. And I know why it didn't get read as carefully as it was, because at the same time the team was working on about 10 different things, including our COVID isolation building and trying to get stuff set up here and set up there, and I didn't catch that part. Assembly member Decker did, which was great. It was never our intention. We already feel that the seafood processors and the seafood industry have put their plans in place. Now, what happens is somebody comes here and infects other people. That is an economic threat. Okay, let's take it's horrible if a bunch of people get sick off the table. You bring a bunch of people in here and a bunch of other people get sick. We don't do a good job with the processor and a bunch of processing staff get sick. If someone from the fleet infects a bunch of other people, that shuts us down. And that won't be our say. That's going to come from state epidemiology. The state epidemiologist will say, you've got an outbreak. You guys need to go back into lockdown mode. So everybody's screaming about the economics. Consider that. Consider that if we blow this, if we mess this up, this reopening, that is going to set us back economically. Yes, we want to have people come. Simple. Get a test before you come, or we will give you a free test at the airport. And yes, we are getting very close to having that available. We have until midnight tomorrow night to get that on the table. We literally had 2 days to pull this off, figure out how we're going to house it, how we're going to staff it, how we're going to have the proper forms, how it's going to be tracked. We had 2 days to pull that off. So I don't mind if people want to come at me that I'm being overly cautious and that I'm fear-mongering, but I'm also thinking about businesses. I'm also thinking about this community and our capacity to deal with something like this. So that's why I asked for this to happen on the Tuesday. And I think it's a very fair criticism to say more public input, because I think that my record will show on this assembly for the past 5 or 6 years or however long I've been on it, that I've done my level best to ensure that, number one, the minority voice always has a chance to be heard, and anybody that comes before this assembly, regardless of what they have to say or what their opinion is, gets their time and is treated in a respectful manner. So I will wear that 100%. But at the time, we were very worried that come Friday, we would have no testing at our airport. We'd have nobody standing out there offering anybody a test, because that's what it was looking like. We had a meeting on Wednesday, finally, with Dr. Zink and some of the members from up north. We raised our concerns with them. It was the first time we've spoken to those folks in terms of Dr. Zink. She was shocked that people haven't gotten back to us. We got a response immediately to the letter that was sent over a month ago, and our email was responded to. So thank goodness. And that's a credit to Search, who's head people out of Sitka set up a meeting saying, what is it you guys want us to do? We don't know what's going on. And we were actually in good shape because we knew what was going on. Our neighbors over in Petersburg, I phoned their mayor on Monday and said, what are you guys doing? He didn't even know about it. They didn't know about it over in Petersburg. They're like, oh, we better get at this. For me, this is not a political issue. This has nothing to do with politics, nothing about you're a liberal or you're a conservative. I don't care. This is about two things: keeping our community safe and supporting our businesses. If we blow it, we're back in lockdown. And that, again, will not be our call. That will be state. So I am super pleased that the state stood tall and did something that was right, because they have actually allowed all of the small town assemblies and chambers of commerce to make all the heavy and hard decisions. Our chamber made a very, very difficult decision to not do a 4th of July, which was the adult and responsible thing to do. And now they are getting harassed and harangued by people for wrecking the 4th of July. Well, I'm sorry. That was the right decision, and I'm proud of them for making it. But that decision should have been made by the state. They know damn well that large crowd gatherings like the one that took place in the Kenai causes outbreaks. So there are folks in this city, including our city manager and our clerk and our EOC, that are putting in very long days trying to problem solve this. And there's going to be some mistakes made from time to time, and we'll wear those and we'll own them. But we will ensure always that we're doing the best by the community to keep it safe and to keep things moving economically. Now, we didn't, at this point, all our intention was to have, if you don't test, you have to do a quarantine. The state's come along and said exactly that. And so this assembly, in essence, no longer has a decision to make, because the state stood up and did the right thing. I don't believe that it was because Wrangell brought it forward. I do believe it's because Juneau was looking at it, because they have a little more say in terms of what they're doing than we do. But does anybody else want to jump in there? Maya, please go ahead.
Hi, thank you, Mayor. And just thank you for everybody that went through the process of getting their voice heard by going through our clerk and writing a letter. It really is meaningful when it's read into the record, and we know who you are. And as a business owner myself, I can empathize with the wanting to restart and keep things moving. So I just want to give some appreciation to everybody that went through the process. This is the way you get heard. So thank you for the 14. That's a great response for public response. So commend you for that. And I am, you know, we just got the news, you know, just prior to this meeting that yes, the state made the right decision. And what we were asking for has it's now come into play. So we aren't the bad guys. This is the state made the right decision by giving these options. And so I'm thankful for that. So thank you.
Anyone else? Kim, at this point, should we look at an up or down vote, or should we suspend the motion indefinitely?
It's really up to the assembly. So yes, it can be voted up, voted down, or a motion can be made to postpone indefinitely. Those are the options.
Absolutely. So I'd entertain a motion if someone wants to move to postpone indefinitely.
I would like to make a motion to postpone this ordinance 978 indefinitely.
I'll second it.
And seconded it. Any discussion? Hearing none, poll vote, please.
Assembly members Gilbert?
She's saying yes.
Yes, okay. Morrison?
Yes.
DeLong?
Yes.
And Mayor Pasanka?
Yes, and just for the folks listening in, Assembly Member Gilbert's having some audio problems, but she definitely gave me a thumbs up and nodded her head. So that was definitely in the affirmative.
Mr. Mayor.
Yes, please go ahead, Lisa.
Mr. Mayor, just to clarify for the listening public, for those people who don't, as a rule, understand what postpone indefinitely means, that means that the motion is dead. It's essentially killed, and the ordinance, it's the equivalent to the ordinance failing. So just to let everybody know.
Thanks for that clarification, Lisa. Okay, so we have no other unfinished business. So item number six is adjournment at 6:21 p.m.